And now it's Dr. Leah McNeil, who is our resident naturopathic doctor, with a health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pam and Rochelle and Benny.
Yay!
And Jamie.
Everybody's in-house today, Dr. Leah. What's our tip?
Good morning. Well, this morning it's another digestive tip. Yes, another one.
We love these.
Did you guys know that 70%, or maybe even more, but 70% of your immune system is made from your gut? All the digestive processes that go on in our intestines, it's really important part of our immune system. So therefore, it's really important that you're digesting, absorbing your food really well. And a lot of us don't. So I usually ask people when I'm talking with them at the office, I say, you know, do you have a lot of belching or burping or feeling like your food's just sitting there after you've eaten? And it's very common. A lot of people are like, yeah, isn't that what everybody has? And it's not common. I mean, it shouldn't be. Since the first thing our food hits is our stomach, we should have plenty of hydrochloric acid and pepsin in our stomach. And a lot of us don't.
How do we get that? How do we get that, Dr. Leah?
Well, a lot of times I end up giving it to patients for a time. Sometimes when you supplement hydrochloric acid and pepsin, eventually your stomach can start to make it again. So if people come in complaining of those kind of problems, especially, you know, if they're already nutrient deficient or they're elderly, they really need hydrochloric acid and pepsin. And so I'll give it to them for a time, and they just notice a huge difference in their energy because they're absorbing more. And you're absorbing your food.
Wow. I always thought burping was because you eat too fast. I didn't realize it was a digestive thing.
You can swallow air when you eat. A lot of people do. Men, more than women, tend to do that. So that is part of it. But it's like after you've eaten a few, if you go for an hour afterwards and you're really burping a lot, or a couple hours afterwards. And it's not always just hydrochloric acid and pepsin. I mean, those are the two that are in the stomach. But you can also have pancreatic or liver enzyme deficiencies as well. But that usually comes like a couple hours after you've eaten. If you still feel really full, or you feel like you're just not, food just sitting there, and you're having gas issues.
Well, that's important to know.
It is important
to know. That's very good. That's very good. So the most important thing is we need to have them come in and talk to you if they're having any of these issues, and then you have solutions.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and it will help your immune system.
Well, see, that's important. Yeah, that's important.
And especially we want our immune system up now because we're going into fall and winter, and things happen.
Flu season.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a very quick question?
Sure.
Do you believe in flu shots?
Personally, no, I don't.
Okay, well, this is important because it's really, I'm hearing from everybody, oh, it's time to get your flu shot, and that's why I'm asking you, because that's been my feeling. I don't get the flu shot. I feel like I'm putting that stuff in my body. So I just wanted to hear from a naturopathic doctor.
And, Pam, it's not the virus itself that bugs me. It's all the formaldehyde and thimerosal and all the other preservatives they put in it that bother me.
Okay.
It's not the virus itself. It's just the other junk that you're putting in your body as well.
This is going to be a good topic. We're going to have to
dive into it more.
We're going to have to do
because,
a little...
you know, this is really important right now. Mm-hmm. So so give out your phone number, Dr. Leah.
I'm in Bellevue, and it's 425-452... 9366.
And of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com on the homepage. There's a picture of Dr. Leah. Click on that, and all the information is right there. So thank you so much, Dr.
Thanks,
Leah.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.
All right, great. Have a good day.
You too.